Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Oh my. It's so awesome when you're talking to someone about them doing something that brings them happiness. It's amazing how quickly time can fly. And it's wonderful to know that people are still searching for something more. But on the other hand, it's kind of a tragedy in life. And today I see that my topic is, all I want is to be happy. And I ask the question, how can you have happiness? And what are you searching for? What an appropriate topic for today, this big day in America, where somebody's going to be a winner and somebody's going to be a loser, and people are rooting for one or the other. It's like a boxing match in America. It always has been. To believe that it's different this year, except that they're just so blatant about what they want to do to control us, and we've evolved as a species that knows that we could be in control and are tired of being out of control. They just aren't acceptable by us anymore. 200 years ago, when things changed here in America, I'll go back further than 200. Let's go back to the earliest days of the mass entrance into America. The first mass entrance, not just little groups of people coming in from here, there, yonder, you know. I mean, we have to face that as much as we know about life today that we didn't even know a few decades ago that we all came from one place. It's proven. We know more about our DNA, that code of life of us. We know enough about it now to see the relativity. You know, Einstein was the guy about relativity and things like that, but we're smart enough as a species. We understand when something relates to something, there's something relative about it. We have an ability to think beyond. We have an ability to understand more than ever before, and we can get those understandings much more quickly than we used to get. So if we're searching for happiness, which I believe we are, we're searching for more than what we have today. And we will do pretty much anything to make our money. We will do anything to please other people. And if we get some happiness in pleasing them, we feel pretty good. And I'm thinking about this election period. I've heard about pedophiles. I've heard about all the sex scandals. Let's face it, we're all seeking to be accepted. And however we get our acceptance, we will stay in that comfort zone to keep feeling good about who we are and what we're doing. And so children, they stay in school. They know that every year they're going to go to school and they will learn what that teacher wants to teach them about the world around them, and their relationship, their relativity to the world around them. And they will keep doing that year after year after year after year. Isn't it kind of crazy that for like 13 years, we all did the same thing, learning the same things just from a different faith? We learned to follow. We weren't learning this power that we have to create something for ourselves that we would do all the time. Now, I realize that in the searching for feelings, and what's that feeling we're searching for? The feeling is the feeling that we want to fill us up is happiness. Okay? We want to feel like we fit in and peer pressure comes in. But if we question everything and we do it with some friends, we can learn that we didn't fit into the way we were taught life should be, that we don't feel right in this world around us. And in doing the questioning about what we're doing to find our happiness, we can find harmony. But if we never question what it is we do, we'll just continue to follow like we were taught to do in the 13 years of school. But then we were taught that we would grow up and we would go to school long enough to get some kind of skill set. It might require going on to college. And then we'd have a job and we'd make money doing that which we learned. But you can't really make money doing that which you learned unless you're working for yourself, because someone on top of you will be making most of the money. Okay? So I want you to know that whatever you're doing, if you're producing the value that someone else is making money because you do it, they are what an author, Mark Hamilton, calls the nothingness drain. And you've just simply accepted that that's the way life is, that someone will make money because you do something. If you begin to believe that you will make money because you do something that provides a value to someone else, and you decide to work for yourself, you can actually become good at what you do wherever you are and make the money doing it. We don't have to sell ourselves out to the kind of scandals that we're hearing about. But yet we've accepted that that's just the way life is. So what if Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs by a girl when he was in the White House? It's okay. His wife accepted it. So who cares? It doesn't matter whether our security could have been compromised while he was getting off. We don't seem to care about that kind of thing because we don't see a government as a protector. We see them as a provider of the things that we don't provide for ourselves, but we're all searching for self-reliant living. As children, we didn't want to rely on somebody else. We wanted to try it ourselves. We said no to the big people in life who were going to tell us how to do something. We found great happiness as we were learning something new. And we were playing at life in our learning. And people are bored, so they're just doing some ridiculous things to escape this burden of life, which is living this contradiction of being a producer instead of a creator of values. And when one gets into creating values, they're not willing to compromise their own value system. They're just not willing to compromise anymore. Because what they're doing in life brings them so much happiness that they're drawn back into it, even when they're away from work. So let me talk to you about being happy. How can you have happiness? How can you have that, what you thought would be harmony, and perhaps you believed you would get it in an afterlife. That's probably where you have the hope, is when I die, I'll be in harmony. Everything is going to be awesome. There's not going to be a struggle. because life feels like a struggle. And so religions grow because people are searching for that harmony. Political power grows because people are searching for that harmony. And it's pretty obvious today that people believe that one or the other party is going to bring them that harmony, that spiritual harmony that they've been searching for. Some people are 80-some years old and they're going out to vote still believing that a president is going to bring them harmony. The way a president would bring them harmony is to slash their own base of power, cut the federal budget in half, to do away with all the things that they give to us like they're the stepdaddy of everybody. Government is not your daddy. When you were a little kid, you couldn't wait to be self-reliant away from your daddy. Hello? You're searching for happiness. You're on a quest in life for more knowledge. But when the teacher gave you things you had to do and everybody else in the classroom had to do them too, well, there wasn't necessarily a cookie-cutter approach to life. I was telling a friend, I said, you know, there was so little freedom in school. We were doing the same thing day after day, every one of us, trying to find the happiness. And the happiness was what we were searching for. And the greatest happiness I can remember getting was when we were told we could do a book report, and they didn't tell us what it had to be about. And I had to think deep and come up with some book, find a book I wanted to read. And there was freedom in searching for the subject. And there was freedom in writing it. And those were some of my happiest moments, was when I got to choose what I wanted to learn about. And as adults, we quit learning. We stop trying. We give in to the chaos around us. And chaos is necessary if you want to keep people off their real power. So I've watched my friends over the last few months get into politics, and I go, wow. I throw out little snippets every now and then to see if they're paying attention to what I really wrote. But some get it, and a lot of them don't. Some people thought I was literally telling them who they should vote for, and there's no way in hell I'm going to do that. No way in heaven I'm going to do that either. Whatever you want to believe in, you better just believe in it yourself, so you feel good about life. I used to open up the lines hoping that people would really have a discussion, a deep discussion about whatever the topic was. And Free for All Friday is a great place to come back and take the microphone, write down some notes about what I talked about throughout the week, and let those thoughts come into you. And come back and slam me if you need to. I'm game for it. Come back and tell me how you've applied something different and what you found. I'm game for that. Come back and show me that you're applying this incredible mind of yours to life, because that's the contradiction. We're not applying our own mind to life, leading ourselves into self-reliance. We're reliant upon others. The contradiction. We're living the life of contradiction, and most people don't want to live very long. Get into your 20s, oh my God, I really don't even like life. This sucks. I do the same thing every day. How did my parents do this for years? How did they go in and turn in these responsibilities at work every day? No wonder they're so grumpy when they come home. Maybe no wonder they're just like a skeleton hanging in the closet, because there's no life in them. No wonder I went out and did my drugs. I couldn't talk to my parents. No wonder. We can rationalize all kinds of reasons why we did what we did to cope with life, but we shouldn't even be having to rationalize life, because we live in an irrational world of a few people trying to control others, to have power, to look good, to smell good, to taste good even. Amazing to me that because people are so bored, that the sex scandals don't even impact us. No biggie. I mean, on the internet, you can play in sex all you want. You can pretend to be somebody you're not. mean, I've met friends that went on the dating sites trying to find this happiness, right? Search for something more. Sex wasn't good with so-and-so, let me go try it with another. Sex isn't going to bring you happiness. It's just a moment of pleasure. Can you make a living out of it? I guess you could. People do. That's your choice. You can. I'm just suggesting that you can make a living doing whatever you want to do. But find happiness and do it. And don't damage yourself in doing it. Know why you're doing it. If you're not happy doing what you do, you're willing to follow somebody that might make you happier. You can find happiness. You find happiness by being willing to change what you're doing, to change the way you're thinking, to use your own mind, to be willing to say, I do want self-reliant living. I want that. I'm sick of being with the person I'm with. I want to be able to shape my own life. I got these kids with them. We can't even provide for them. We bicker all the time. Well, what's your role in that? You got children, you got to be the protector of those children. I was thinking how sick it was that I've had at least two men confess to me that they believe that that's their role in life, is to have all those children. I was told that me only having two was really crazy by a man who had 12 children. Not just once. I actually learned that before I was ever going to have children, when I didn't want to have children at one point in my life. I had my own reason for feeling that way. It doesn't matter. You can want children and not want children. You have that right. And yes, as we have children, we probably got some pleasure out of the process. And we're looking for pleasure. But if you're not responsible for those children you bring in, there's got to be something else you're looking for. How many couples are together that have that many children? And why are you having them? We have to wonder that. What are you making those children into that will make them self-reliant? We're not teaching children to be self-reliant. We didn't grow up to be self-reliant, or we would have been the ones creating the values in our lives, not just producing them. Whether you're creating the value or you're producing the value, you turn in responsibilities. You have to put out energy and effort into a focus. And if the focus isn't something you want to really do, you're not going to be very good at it. You're going to just do it in a lackadaisical fashion. And every day you can't wait to get out of work, and you're not drawn back into it when you're away. You're finding ways to get pleasure, those limited moments of pleasure. And we find out there's not a lot of satisfaction in those teeny tiny moments, but there could be. So you need to focus on something you want to do. You need to look for things that have drawn your attention over time that always draw you back. You're at the grocery store. You're waiting in the boring line because you've just done your little act of self-reliant eating. You might not even pick things that were good for you, but it was easier than cooking. You might have bought something because, oh gosh, I feel good when I eat that, because you're looking for that feeling to fill you up. But as you're standing at the grocery store counter and you're waiting in line, I mean, to check out with that person that's pretty much bored in what they do. You can tell them once they are. They're bored at what they do. And you're standing there around a bunch of boring people who are only doing what they're doing because it's one of the acts of self-reliant eating. Others are at the fast food drive-up lines. They forgot to take something out of the fridge because they weren't planning ahead. You're sitting there and there's all those magazines. What are you drawn to? Just the stuff for entertainment? To giggle about what's going on? To think how ridiculous it is, how absurd it is? Or does it turn you on to think that so-and-so has a new spouse? Does it give you a moment of pleasure to feel like you're better than some of them? You see, we're all seeking acceptance. Do you find something that's like the carpentry magazine that's up there? Do you find the magazines about modeling turns you on? Is there Scientific American Mind there? Is there a book about whatever, sewing? When's the last time you've thought about what you have thought about over your lifetime but never done? And what kind of happiness could you get from doing that? If you're not willing to be on the lookout for that for a couple of weeks, catch yourself when you're flipping the channel. Are you just getting turned on by the people having sex? By the people that seem happier than you? Are you going to get happiness by watching them? Not really. Because the minute it's over, how do you feel? No real feeling fills you up. So you're living in a contradiction. All you want is to be happy. You can get it when you figure out what it is that you've been drawn to your whole life. An interest that interests you. A love interest that catches your eye through the forces of nature. It's not going to bring you the happiness you've been searching for. Because you're looking for them to make you happy. They can't make you happy. Happiness comes from within and spreads further. Spreading your legs won't do it. Ladies, I'm calling it out today. I'm being very honest. I'm looking at this ridiculous election one more time that a highly conscious group of people from all over, from the world over, from people searching for that happiness that come to America still today. People aren't coming here necessarily to tear America apart. Give me a break. Some are coming here to escape their religions and the politics of where they are. There are people that are leaving America to escape the religion and the politics that are here. We're searchers. You've been a searcher your whole life. And what you were searching for was the feeling of harmony within yourself, the world around you, and wow, go further out into the universe. When you discover that the things you've created for yourself aren't quite enough, go play. It's something bigger. I'm not talking about just finding limited moments of happiness because they don't sustain you, because every hour you're working is something that your responsibilities that you turn in aren't being turned into your happiness. You're living a burden of life. You're living unhappy. And so if 5 days a week, if you're lucky enough to have a 5 day a week, 8 hour job, if 5 days a week you're not happy doing what you're doing, you're living in a burden. And you come home and you are looking to be entertained because you're tired. You're worn out. Everything you did didn't lead back to you and your happiness. You just did a job because you were taught after you got out of high school or college that you'd take a job. What if we taught our children what it was to find happiness? And that in learning they would find things and become more. As they exhausted different things in learning, they would discover what they really liked and they could go towards that instead of that which they didn't like. Wouldn't that be the way we should teach our children? They wouldn't be grown-ups that do like my friend and I were talking. Oh my, let's look at the responsibilities that people do in their lives. They wake up. They get ready for work. They might eat. They might not. Do you really need to eat when you get up? Have you done anything to expend any energy? To need calories? Probably not. What are you eating? Are they empty calories or something good for you? Just because your parents taught you to eat the way you eat doesn't mean it was good for you. Doesn't mean that you'll have a healthy life. It might mean you'll have problems later on in life. So you get up. You get ready. You go to work. You work your job. You get off work. Oh, you might have eaten in the middle of the day. You get a bite to eat. You do what? And you go to bed. And you repeat that how many times? Now let's look at your job. What are those responsibilities at work? Do they lead to you getting more money because of what you're doing or just making minimum wage? What could you do different to get more than the minimum wage? What could you learn in the job you're in that will make you more and could lead to a pay raise? Remember, all you're wanting is to be happy. You're searching for harmony. If you don't have harmony at work and harmony in your spare time, you're living the contradiction to who you're meant to be. I want you to spend the next several weeks thinking about things that interested you over time, the things you'd be drawn back into, that you'd spend a lot of time in, because I want you to have a willingness to change your schedule. If you're never willing to change what you're doing, and you continue to follow the responsibilities that don't lead to happiness, you're going to continue to get what you got. But when you choose what you want to do, make sure that you'd find happiness doing it all the time. And make sure you're not being used by others for entertainment, because they're also bored. But if you do that kind of work, touch them in a way they've never been touched. Touch them. Cause them to realize that they're looking for something inside and not outside. It's time to quit the role-playing of following politicians. It's time to give it up. It's time to be happy. They're not going to bring us that which we're searching for because they're just like we are. Especially politicians, they're not going to create anything of value without taking from us in the values we create and produce. I hope you found something today that helped you because you're special, you're brilliant, you have all this in you. It's not outside. Everyday people make the world go round. We're our own special person. We can march to our own drum. What is your drum? What's that in? Brings you back to make the noise. Shout about how happy you are. Thanks for being here. It's just Monday? No, it's not. It's Tuesday already. Every day, people in the non-religious